Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tough series with the Kansas City Royals. You sweep the Kansas City Royals to reduce that magic number to four, and got a shot in the arm from Mike Clevinger, giving you five innings last night. Kind of what we talked about during the pregame yesterday, Tito. Those young guys, if they can keep you in the ballgame early.
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, he every time he throws an inning or every time he pitches in a game, he's gaining valuable experience. Now, we also need to win, but it's nice that it seems like he's learning as he goes. He's throwing more strikes. He's attacking more. Probably not still where he'll be at some point, but and against right-handers, he was using his changeup a little bit more to get them off of his fastball. You know, Alcides Escobar hit a home run to center, and that you could see for a couple hitters, it kind of got him out of the zone, but then he got it back in, and I thought Roberto did a good job of getting him more aggressive again, and he ends up going five, giving up two. You know what? That's you'll take that because this kid hasn't, one, he hasn't been starting in the major leagues, and two, he's been in the bullpen lately, so I thought it was pretty good.
And these kids have never performed with what's at stake. I mean, so many of these guys are tasting this for the first time, Tito.
But you know what, Hammy, and I really think that's why all the things we say and do, you know, like practicing correctly and things like that, because I don't think you can hit an on-off switch in our game. And if you're prepared, I know guys get nervous. I get nervous. But when the game starts, it's still the game. And that's the beauty of it. So if you're prepared, it takes away a lot of those jitters.
You know, one guy that maybe hasn't gotten enough credit, and certainly you guys have given it to him, but maybe outside the ball club, is Dan Otero, because it's one of those jobs that isn't a glamour job, but where would this bullpen be without him?
I'm glad you brought it up, because a lot of times, you know, you look in the newspaper, or I'm dating myself, the computer, whatever, you know, but, you know, you see who won the game, who got the save, and things like that. Well, Dan doesn't normally finish games for us. He might pitch in the third, he might pitch in the eighth, he might pitch in the 13th. But from day one to today, he has been unbelievable. I mean, pitching multiple innings, getting left-handers out. He's, you know, if you're a young pitcher that doesn't throw 100, you need to watch him, because he pounds the strike zone, he keeps the ball down, he changes speeds, and good for him. I mean, everybody's thrilled for him.
Well, and then Carlos Santana. He's putting up really career numbers, Terry, and he's talked about how he's tried to do less. And, you know, even personally, I just think he's been a joy to be around. Not that he wasn't before, but, man, he's like, hey, I want to do an interview. I want to do things in English. I mean, these are big steps for somebody not from this country.
You know, Hammy, you said that probably better than I could, and I agree with everything you just said. For a guy that's a veteran, and like you said, there wasn't anything wrong before. I don't want people to think, you know, that. But he has taken some huge steps this year. He just seems so much more engaged in every game with his teammates. I mean, things that you don't normally see from a veteran, and I'm really proud of him. I mean, this kid, the things he says to me during games or before games now, I don't know what would have come out of his mouth 2-3 years ago, and I'm proud of him for it. And he's handled a lot of things, and I think Napoli's helped him. I think the fact that Nap respects so much that he, you know, he checks with Carlos, you know, about playing first, because he doesn't want, you know, he knows he's beat up sometimes. But it's been a good mix, and I think it's really benefited Carlos, and then in return, it's benefited us.
Well, a guy that's critical for you when you look not only the rest of this season, but hopefully on into the postseason, pitches tonight, and it's just been, I know, maddening at times. He can be so dominant, and then all of a sudden it goes away. Can you put your finger on it with Trevor?
Well, when I think I do, you know, he probably says something different. I will say this. I mean, he's not afraid to pitch in, as we saw. His stuff is, his tank is not near empty, and he loves to compete. So I think we're all feeling like, hey, the farther we go, I don't think the stage is ever going to be too big, and we're excited about this. I mean, you know, we've had some guys go down, and we're not just putting on a brave face. I think we all think that Trevor can go out against some of these better teams and not only hold his own, but do okay.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.